The Patriots and Loyalists stand 30 to 40 yards from each other, exchanging random fire, the Whigs slowly pushing the Tories up the narrow part of the hilltop. Ensign Campbell says they had their wagons drawn up on their flank across the end of the mountain, by which they made a strong breastwork. Loyalists briefly take a stand behind those, but then are pushed back. Ferguson sends DePaister's unit this way to reinforce the line, but the masked riflemen drop so many he arrives with few men standing. Ferguson then orders his dismounted cavalry escort to reinforce DePaister, but those men are picked off as quickly as they mount. The Patriots begin to drive the Loyalists up and over the peak, many of the latter taking to their heels. Samuel Lusk notices one of the Tories isn't running and fires at him. He misses, barely, knocking off a handkerchief tied to the man's head. Elizabeth Lusk learned this years later when her husband told the story to a visitor, who turned out to be that Tory. He said he had sworn in the morning that he would not run that day, but that when the ball cut the knot of his handkerchief that was around his head, he walked very fast. Her husband kicked the man out. Please walk to the Loyal Carolina Men panel, go to the edge where the slope drops off, and look down again. Pause. Men from Burke and Rutherford counties, much larger in those days, attacked here under Major Joseph McDowell. Thomas Robertson, firing behind a tree, is recognized by a Loyalist named Lafferty who calls Robertson's name. When Robertson peeks out, a bullet cuts through the bark by his head. Robertson fires back and mortally wounds Lafferty, who cries, "Robertson, you have ruined me!" "The devil help you," Robertson responds, and he returns to the fight. Somewhere on these slopes, a similar response comes when a wounded Tory calls out to his brother-in-law for help. The Whig replies, "Look to your friends for help." Please view the charges battle map and then continue to the walking instructions under Ferguson Pays for His Threat and its audio clip.